So anyway, I'm on call this weekend and making rounds and run into one of my cardiology colleagues. And he lets me know that the following blog entry from the old rubor dolor calor tumor was sent to the colleague of his wife who read it. This colleague has always been a I don't need the flu vaccine kind of guy. And after reading it, evidently it changed his mind. So a little bit out of order. With no further ado, I give you the Gobbet Opus number 8 from October 9th, 2008, A Budget of Dumbasses. I had my flu shot today. Well, my anti-flu shot. Protected me and my patients from death for another year. Phew. I wonder if you are one of those dumbasses who do not get the flu shot each year. Yes, dumb ass. Big D, big A. You may be allergic to the vaccine, or may you have had Guillain-Barré, in which case I will cut you some slack. But if you don't have those conditions, and you work in healthcare, and you don't get the vaccine, for one of the following reasons, you are a dumbass. One, the vaccine gives me the flu. Dumbass. It is a killed vaccine. It cannot give you influenza. It is impossible to get the flu from the influenza vaccine. Two, I never get the flu, so I don't need the vaccine. Irresponsible dumbass. I have never had a car accident, but I wear my seatbelt, and you probably don't use condoms either. So far, you've been lucky, and you are a potential winner for the Darwin Award. Three, only old people get the flu. Selfish dumbass. Influenza can infect anybody, and one of the groups who die of influenza are the very young and the very old. And often these are most likely to die from influenza or those who have underlying disease and are unable to respond to the vaccine. You can help prevent your old sickly grandmother or your newborn daughter from getting influenza by getting the vaccine yourself so you do not get the flu and pass it on to her. Alternatively, perhaps you stand to inherit a substantial sum from your grandmother. Well, take the influenza vaccine home to her and don't get the vaccine. 4. I can prevent influenza or treat it by taking echinacea, vitamin C, or airborne. Gullible dumbass, cubed then squared. None of these concoctions has any efficacy whatsoever against influenza. They neither treat nor prevent influenza. 5. Flu isn't all that bad a disease. Underestimating dumbass. Part of the problem with the term flu is that it is used as both the generic term for damn near any viral illness with a fever, and is also used more specifically for severe viral pneumonia. Medical people are just as inaccurate about using the term as the general public. The influenza virus, directly or indirectly, kills 30,000 people a year and leads to the hospitalization of another 200,000 in the United States alone. Influenza is a nasty lung disease. And what is the stomach flu? There ain't no such thing. 6. I am not at risk for the flu. Denying, dumbass. If you breathe, you are at risk for influenza. Here are the groups of people who should not get the flu vaccine, outside of those with severe adverse reactions to the vaccine. Zombies. And former President Clinton, who evidently doesn't inhale. 7. The vaccine is worse than the disease. Dumbass and a wimp. What a combination. Your mother must be proud, unless you think a sore deltoid for a day is too high a price to pay to prevent 2 weeks of high fevers, muscle aches, and intractable cough. What a little baby. 8. I had the vaccine last year, so I do not need it this year. Uneducated dumbass. Each year, new strains of influenza circulate across the world. Last year's vaccine at best provides only partial protection. Every year, you need a new shot. And this year, we have a new strain of influenza to which nobody, except perhaps the very elderly, have protection. 9. The vaccine costs too much. Cheap dumbass. The vaccine costs less than a funeral. It costs less than Tamiflu and certainly less than a week in the hospital. 10. The government puts tracking nanobots in the vaccine as well as RFID chips as part of the mark of the beast, and the vaccine doesn't work since it is part of a big government-sponsored conspiracy to line the pockets of Big Pharma and inject the American sheeple with exotic new infections to help control the population. Well, that excuse is the least reasonable. You are a paranoid dumbass. So, get the vaccine or be a dumbass. And one of these days I'll let you know how I really feel about the flu vaccine. By the way, the term budget is an archaic term meaning a quantity of material, typically which is written or printed. I like my archaic terms. And hey, why don't you send this MP3 to all your friends and family? It's only 5.5 minutes, and if you're like the person my cardiology colleague told me about, maybe you'll get someone to get the vaccine who hadn't before and perhaps save a life.